This is the 4501 podcast, episode 33, The Art of Packing Light for Long-Term World Travel. Hey, what's up, guys? Tony Florida here. I want to start off this episode by acknowledging the fact that Mark has just 9 days left to finish his dissertation for his PhD. So let's all wish him luck on that. And I'm sure it's just a matter of time before he finishes and is well on his way to becoming a doctor. So I'm really looking forward to that. But for that reason, it's just going to be you and me again this week. We are going to be talking about the art of packing light. And now this is not only for solo backpackers traveling alone for long-term periods of time, but it's also for people who go on 1-2 week vacations anywhere, pretty much domestic, international, whatever. So I want to start off by saying that in my year and a half of traveling the world, I've come across a wide range of backpackers and travelers. There are those who travel with something like a rolling suitcase and those who bring a backpack. I'm one of those backpacker types. It's not really a matter of which type of luggage is better. In either case, the key to traveling light is to limit the size of your travel luggage to begin with. So if you think of it like Parkinson's law of traveling, and for those who aren't familiar, Parkinson's law predicts that work expands to fill the time available for its completion. Similarly, your stuff expands to fill the volume available in your luggage. So by initially starting off with a smaller piece of luggage, whether that's a rolly bag or a backpack, you limit the amount of stuff that you can physically fit into it. Although you could technically pack like a load of bricks to make it heavy, there's a much better chance that you'll only pack the essentials rather than bringing things just in case. So for me specifically, I have 2 bags, and I recommend a maximum of 2 bags for any type of travel. I have 1 40-liter backpack where the majority of my stuff goes that I use every day. And then I have 1 21.5-liter camera bag for all of my electronics. So in this episode, I just want to go through each bag one by one and pretty much tell you exactly what I put into each one of those bags and how I pack it. So we'll start off with the main 40-liter backpack. And my biggest suggestion here is to compartmentalize. Now, if you don't know what that means putting stuff into packing cubes. And if you don't know what packing cubes are, that's just like separate bags that you put your stuff into. So they sell packing cubes at REI, Amazon, or Walmart. And you don't actually have to go out and buy these packing cubes because they are, 10, 20 bucks. You can improvise. So I use stuff like drawstring backpacks to compartmentalize. I also use just cloth bags that was repurposed from something else. So like I said, you don't have to go out and buy it. You can improvise and do something like that. So I have 1 large cloth bag, and this is where I put all of my pants and shirts. I have right around 8 or 10 complete outfits. That includes socks, underwear, t-shirts, pants, and I think that's it. I have 1 smaller bag specifically dedicated for my socks, and 1 medium-sized bag for underwear. So because I am working out of a backpack, I don't have to go rooting through, down to the bottom of the bag to find a pair of socks. I can just look for that small bag that contains all of my socks, pull that out and unzip it and get out my pair of socks, and I'm well on my way. In addition to that, I have 1 quick dry toiletries bag. And this toiletries bag has 3 zipped compartments. The first compartment I keep my toothbrush, floss, and toothpaste in. The second and largest compartment is where I keep my soap, shampoo, conditioner, shaving supplies, nail trimmer, retainer, deodorant, etc. The stuff that I'm going to use, like in the shower or at the sink. And then the third compartment, I have some common medicines like anti-inflammatory pills, allergy pills, diarrhea pills. I also have some first aid stuff like ointment and Band-Aids. And I also keep my retainer cleaner here, as well as Q-tips, a comb, and an electric thermometer. I do also have 1 extra bag for toiletries, and this is where I keep all of my extras, in essence. So if I have extra floss, I throw it in there. If I have extra shampoo or conditioner, I throw it in there. And this is actually where most of my you know, those small shampoos and soaps that some hotels provide for you. If I don't use it all, or if there's extras laying out after I leave, I just stick those in this extra toiletries bag and I have them for next time. In this toiletries bag, I also have my laundry detergent and dryer sheets. So this is when you're traveling long term, you want to keep stuff like this on hand to do your laundry. There are some services that you can go to give your hotel your laundry. They could do it for you. But if there is a laundromat nearby or even laundry facilities at your hotel that are coin operated, you can use that with the detergent that you bring along. Now, I do bring two towels with me. One is for the beach and one is for the bathroom along with a washcloth. I haven't, and this actually depends on where you go in the world. If you're going to the beach, you're probably going to need a beach towel. Otherwise, you won't need to bring a beach towel with you. And I think I should point out at this point as well that this packing list that I'm going through here is specifically for a warmer climate. It's going to look a little bit different if you go to somewhere cold or cooler where you're going to need thicker jackets and pants and stuff like that. I do have one pair of sandals, and regardless of climate, I take sandals with me anywhere. If I'm not using them every day out on the streets, I use them in the shower regardless because, I don't know, I have this thing about cleanliness and showers, so I don't like my bare feet touching the floor. Also for shoes, the only other pair of shoes I have is a pair of sneakers. This is something that I also wear every day. Or if I go out into the woods and I'm not just walking around in the streets, I can use the sneakers and they're good enough for, you know, hiking and stuff like that. Now you might be surprised to find out that I take with me three different locks. And I know most people who go on vacations don't probably ever bring a lock with them, but when you're staying at hostels and guest houses where your stuff is maybe in front of other people or in the same room as other people, you want to make sure that your stuff is secure so you have a peace of mind when you are out and about that your stuff is safe. So I have one combination lock for lockers at hostels, and pretty much, I don't know, like 95% of the hostels I've stayed in to date have these lockers available for you to put your stuff in. Some of them are pretty small, where you can only put, like, you know, your wallet and your computer and your camera in, whereas others you can fit your entire two pieces of luggage in them. And you want to lock that up with a combination lock. So that's what the combination lock is for. I also have a small 3-digit lock and a small padlock with a key. Now, these two smaller locks are what I use to physically lock up my bag. There are these zippable compartments on my 40-liter bag where I can attach a small lock to, so that way if my bag is laying out, nobody can get in those compartments. And there's one specific compartment on the side of my 40-liter bag that I keep a copy of my passport with extra cash, US cash in it, as well as the key to my padlock. So the other small padlock is placed on the large compartment of my 40-liter bag, and I can lock up that main compartment with the key, put the key in the side compartment, and lock that up with the 3-digit combination lock. So that way, all I have to do is memorize the two combinations, the one for the combo lock and the one for the 3-digit lock, and that way I don't have to carry around a set of keys because they're always under lock. Okay. Moving along, I do have a couple other things that I just consider like random things. I have a deck of cards with me. I also have a headlamp with me. And these two things, you know, you don't use these every day, but when you do need a deck of cards or want a deck of cards, or when you do need a headlamp for a nighttime hike or going into a cave, it's a nice feeling to just have them. They're small enough that they're not going to take up a lot of room. So optional, but they're in my bag. Also, in addition to that, I have some wet wipes and tissues that I keep in the top compartment of my bag for quick access. You know, you never know when you're going to need them, and it's good to stay clean and have them on hand. So that's about it for my main bag. Let's move on to my camera bag, which I said is just about half the size of my main 40-liter bag. And this camera bag is usually worn on the front. So when you're walking around from hostel to hostel or to your bus stop or whatever, and you have to take all of your luggage with you, I put the 40-liter large bag on my back and strap the smaller bag, camera bag, to my front. So inside this camera bag, I keep my MacBook along with a charger and a Bluetooth mouse in there. I also have a compartment for my Panasonic GH5 camera. That's my mirrorless camera that I record all my vlogs on. In addition to that, I have three SD cards, a portable solid state drive, you know, like a hard drive, four extra batteries, and a charger for all of that stuff. On the outside of my bag, I strap a tripod to, and that's okay because it doesn't matter if it gets wet or something like that. It's just hanging there on the outside, and it's fairly secure under two different straps. In addition to my tripod, I also have my cell phone along with its charger. And maybe not so obviously, I have a portable podcast studio that I carry around with me. This includes two full-size microphones that are both USB and XLR. And if you don't know what XLR, it's just like a larger type of cable that you can connect to a field recorder, which I also carry with me. And for, you know, my camera, my podcast studio, and my cell phone, and my computer, and all my SD cards, I have a whole bunch of USB dongles, adapters, cords to connect to my computer and vice versa. So that way I'm pretty much covered in any situation if I need to copy something from phone to computer, computer to phone or camera, whatever. So I have all that. And as far as power is concerned, I carry with me a power strip that has two outlets and three USB ports. And this power strip, it has a US plug on the end of it. So it works, I don't know, what is that, 110 or 220 volts. But I also carry with me a single travel adapter that works around the world. So all I have to do pretty much is to plug the power strip into the travel adapter. And that way I always have the travel adapter with two US plugs, where I can simultaneously charge my camera, my cell phone, my computer, my batteries, everything like that. So that is, you know, like a pro travel tip that it took me a good close to a year to figure out, that that's like probably the best way to set that up. Also in my camera bag, I have some sunglasses and just regular glasses that I wear for the computer. Those each exist in their own glasses case. Now, finally, in my camera bag, I also have another smaller bag. Back to the compartmentalization of packing. I have a smaller bag in my camera bag that I keep some earbuds in, hand sanitizer in, reusable plastic utensils, some dish hand soap, an eye mask, and earplugs. And this is, I keep this in my camera bag because I sometimes, or actually often, use my camera bag for everyday, you know, walking around the city or on a hike or something. But if I don't use my camera bag for that purpose, I actually do have a third bag, a small, you know, one of those drawstring bags that if I want to make it really, really light and I don't want to carry around a full backpack, I take out that small bag with all these essentials, the earbuds, hand sanitizer, etc., and put it in the drawstring bag. So that way I can just put that in there and, you know, a water bottle, which I also do have a reusable water bottle, and be on my way and not have to carry around my camera and all that, all those accessories. So I will point out here that both of these bags, the two main bags, my camera bag and my main bag, do have waterproof coverings, which I highly, highly recommend you have. I think they both came, yes, they did actually both come with these waterproof coverings, which are made to size, and that's good for any time that it rains. What I don't have, and I should probably have, is a rain jacket. I'm probably going to try to buy one of those pretty soon. I'm currently traveling in Thailand, and I'm sure I can get one here for pretty cheap. What I will say is I don't recommend an umbrella unless it's like a really, really good quality one. But I tried to travel with an umbrella once, and the storm was pretty bad, and it ended up breaking within a day of using it. So just because of the strong winds and everything like that. So don't travel with an umbrella. A rain jacket with coverings for your bag should do the trick. Now, to wrap this episode up, I will say that for your purposes as the listener, if you are not working when you're traveling, if you're not vlogging, or if you don't need your laptop or anything like that, you could probably get away with one bag. And I've actually done this on my first international trip over to the European side of the world and the Asian side of the world. I carried only my 40 liter backpack. That second camera bag literally has just pretty much electronics in it. And if you don't need your laptop, like I said, if you don't need a camera, if you don't need a podcast studio, which you probably don't, you're probably not going to need that second bag. So one smaller, and 40 liter is, it's bigger than your standard backpack, but smaller than those, like, you know, those enormous backpacker backpacks that extend above your head almost. It's a medium-sized backpack that it's pushing it for most people to fit all of their stuff in. But like I said in the beginning of this episode, the smaller your travel luggage is to begin with, the less stuff you're going to feel obligated to pack. So we'll end the episode on that note. If you have any questions about packing, packing light, backpacking, or anything along those lines, feel free to reach out to Mark or I. The show notes for this episode will be available at the451podcast.com/33. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. We will see you next week.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to this episode. Please follow us on Twitter at the451 Podcast to keep up with the latest news and events. If you have any suggestions for episodes or would like to contact us, shoot us an email at the451podcast@gmail.com.